looking for a Wild Mobile. I've got a 10-meter radio. I haven't played with it much, but I've kind of put off studying for my general license because I've recently got a new dog and everything, and just kind of spend time with him. But I'm going to get back into studying for my general license. That way I can get more range and more frequencies on the 10-meter radio.
General opened up a lot of the HF bands for you, and you can have a good time on 10 through 160. And actually, well, I guess 6 through 160. So, but anyway, but there's so many aspects of amateur radio. It's just amazing. You're bound to be able to find something that interests you.
It can be a little overwhelming, but yeah, I mean, I've talked on 2-meter. I haven't talked on the 440 side of it yet, but mainly just the 2-meter, and I've talked to a lot of people, which is really good.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I haven't talked to many on 440. It's just, you know, I just can't find the people there. I'll put my radio on scan and let it scan. This one will scan both bands, and there's just nobody on 440. Very, very rarely. I mean, I have talked to a few, but not like you do on 2 meters.
I've actually put in some repeaters up in Tennessee because I go around Gatlinburg. I've got family that live up there, and I've actually talked to people on the 2-meter band up there on their repeater up there around Newport.
And what are you talking on 2 meters?
Copy that. Yeah, 2-meter band.
145.190.
Frequency is, but they've, you know, like I said, I go on the repeater website to find all the ham repeaters. And I'll just, if I know I'm gonna be traveling somewhere, I'll kind of put that repeater in. That when I go through, I can, you know, maybe, you know, talk to someone.
Yeah, well, if you have a decent 2-meter antenna, you can usually hit the 145.19 repeater here from here. But if you don't, as you get on up the road there, about 26, you can, you'll start hearing it. And, but it's, it can be kind of splotchy because it's, at least the parts of North Carolina I drive, there's mountains in between you, and sometimes you'll have it really good and then sometimes not so good.
I'm saying, like, driving over here is, you know, I'm on the repeater now, and it is a little, for some reason, it's a little splotchy over here off of 14, but when I get closer to home, it gets better, but over here, it's kind of a little splotchy.
I play tennis over there at the sports club on Congaree, and I live in Taylor, so I usually just go down Edwards Road. It's pretty much a straight shot. And there are several places where the repeater just drops completely out. And I guess there's one section, it's at least a mile or so, that I just don't even have the repeater at all. It's really amazing.
I put my radio on the Spartanburg repeater, and even over here off of 14, I get better reception with that one than I do with the Blue Ridge repeater, which is kind of crazy, but, you know, it's just, I guess that's just the way it works.
It just depends on where you are. I'm in a kind of in a hole right here, and I'm in I'm on Hood Road in Easley. I'm picking up my grandson from school here. He won't be out for another 40 minutes, but I got to get in line.
Have a good day. I'm almost here at work, and you have a good day, and 73 to you, and I'll be clear on your final. This is KQ4FRY.
KB4CBA, and you have a good afternoon, and I will talk to you later, and enjoy the QSO. 73's KB4CBA. B4CBA Mobile.
KW4TDT Mobile.
KB4TDT, KB4CBA, my name is David.
I'm not usually in the car mobile, but just got in and heard your call. I got a question about mobile radios, if you got a minute.
I got till 2:30.
A Kenwood dual band in the car. And I was looking for another one to put in another vehicle. And I looked on hamradio.com, and it looks like Kenwood's not making the dual banders anymore, at least not making the TM series that I've got. And I was wondering if you had any kind of advice on what's another brand that would be a good one to choose.
And you're looking for 2 meter 440.
Equivalent to what I've got. 2 meter 440, dual band, compact box, so it doesn't take up a lot of room on the dash.
It's an ICOM 2730, and you know, I love ICOMs, and they do a great job. The one I had before this one was an ICOM, and they both have the detachable face, so you can just, you know, mount it anywhere, and the mic will mount to the face of the radio if that's good for you, or it'll mount to the you know, the radio itself, which I keep under the seat, and if you need a longer cord, you can just use a regular my mind's gone blank, but it's a regular computer cord. I mean, you can get them anywhere, and they come in all kinds of colors.
So what do you use to program it? Do you use Chirp? Can you use Chirp, or use something proprietary with ICOM, or what?
I can't remember if I had to purchase it or not, but I got the software and the cable, and that's really the best way to do it. You know, and that way you just enter your frequencies and any tones or any special things like that you need to put on there, and then it just programs the radio for you. And then if you want to go back in and change something, add something, take something off, you know, you can constantly go back and reprogram it. So it's real versatile.
What I use with the Kenwood, I'm guessing it's probably pretty similar setup for the ICOM. And the only thing is I was unable to find anything that really worked with a Mac, so I had to actually end up buying a cheap Windows laptop just for programming the radio, and hated having to do that, but at the same time I got a spare laptop in case the one goes bad, I guess.
I did for FT8 and FT4, and that's all I use it for. I just bought a cheap Windows 10, and it works fantastic on the digital channels.
If I'm going to get into something beyond 2 meters at some point, maybe do SDRs or something like that, mess around with it a little more, but I think I'm going to have to wait until I retire because I just can't seem to find any time.
Jermaine, I'm retired and I still have to find time. but, you know, when you get retired, you get busy with other things, so... I mean, there's a lot out there with ham radio, and I guess one thing I'm interested in is the DMR. There's going to be a presentation at Mythos, which is on the corner of Super Road and Wade Hampton, this Thursday at 6 o'clock.
That's one of those things. Work's taking me out of town at that point. That DMR is one thing that I did want to look into, but it looked like it was another layer of complexity, and not sure I could get into that at this point. But I guess partly I'm interested in branching out into stuff that might be useful for remote communication where I'm outside of cell phone range, because my wife and I like to, you know, get out in the backwoods and sometimes areas out west where it's kind of cell phone service is kind of sketchy.
Well, this this radio I'm talking on, the 2730, is oh gosh, I tell you, when you get my age, things just leave you. But it has the capability of doing that, where you can let it receive the repeater, and then you can take HTs and go and talk on another band, and it'll act as a repeater for you, and allow you to communicate.
Relay, I think the Kenwood I've got will do that, although I haven't messed with that part of it. So that's a pretty neat setup. And I got a, no, it's not really ham per se, but I got a GMRS license a year or two ago, and I was looking into that. I mean, you can go up to 50 watts on some of those channels, and that's, I think, where some people who are, like, four-wheeling and stuff like that will use that kind of capability, and that'll go out a long way. You know, the antenna's not too obtrusive either.
I was just talking to someone, and I can't remember her call, but she does GMRS, and she said there's repeaters. I didn't know that. You just get your license online, and it's a little different from ham radio, but and certainly it's not, you know, not near as involved yet, but it, at least it gives you something, you know, some way to communicate.
For ID. Yeah, I looked at just messing around, looked at that, and I found out it's pretty cheap and easy to get one of those licenses. And I thought, well, you know, it's a family license, basically. Anybody in your household can use the same license, from what I understand. So my wife doesn't have a ham license, and I thought, well, you know, if we're in a situation where we're out too far away from cell phone service, if we've both got GMR radios, we can use that. And until such time as she gets her technician license, which I've kind of been pushing for.
For CPA? Well, yeah, that's good. And, you know, you get your tech. Certainly you can talk on ham radio. There's a couple of small areas of 10 meters you can talk on HF, but most everything on HF is you'd have to get a general class, and really they're not that hard to get, and I'm working on my extra. I don't know if I'll ever get it, but I'm working on it.
You're a general, and I got my technician, and then maybe 6 months later I got my general, and I kind of thought about the extra thing, but in your opinion, is extra like twice as hard a test as getting the general, or about the same, or what would you say?
Well, in my opinion, I mean, I'm not a, I don't understand a lot about electronics other than DC. I work on cars, so, you know, I understand that aspect of it. I understand a little bit about AC. And of course, it goes into a bunch of other stuff. And they updated it, I think, a year ago. So, it's fairly complicated, I think. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a lot of extras out there, so, you know, it can be done. It just takes, I think it takes a little more effort than the technician.
Spot here is a little scratchy on this end. I'm going to get up to altitude here in a minute.
Well, you sound good to me. But you know, I would encourage you to get your extra when you can, because that way you just won't have to fool with anything anymore. You don't have to worry about, you know, what frequency you're on and can I be on this frequency or not. I have all that written down and right in front of me, so I can just look up and see, because every now and then I forget, and I get excited, and you know, want to make a contact, and it's out of my range.
You know, the other thing is, I figured, well, I'm not going to bother to get the license right now until I've got the equipment to handle it, and I don't have a base station that would allow me to even transmit on that frequency. So I figured I'd just wait until I can do the whole thing and do it right. And I don't know, maybe I'll have some time over a summer. I teach, and so I've got summers more free, and I can do that kind of thing.
Are you teaching in the school district, or are you in college?
Oxford College in Spartanburg.
What do you teach? Good thing. And I was a music major, and but I got mechanical aspect of what I do, honestly, because some of the people in my family years ago, like my grandfather, were mechanics, and so really I worked two jobs most of my life, but my primary job was to lead worship in churches for 40 years.
Yeah, I think I remember you're on here a lot on this repeater, if I remember, because I recognize your call sign, and I think I remember you saying stuff like, you know, I had to get to choir practice or something like that. So I figured that was something like you had to do, and so. Yeah, I'm musically not inclined whatsoever, so I can't claim any kind of anything in that area. Not very mechanically inclined either, so anyway. So I enviable skill, but I don't...
So they're totally two different things, that's for sure. But, you know, everything you see on a car, pretty much, unless it's a hybrid, and I don't know a whole lot about hybrids, because I worked at a Mazda dealership, and they just didn't have them. But I'd work on anything that came in the door. And then with music, you know, I guess, pretty much filled the realm of everything there. About the only thing I couldn't do well would be to conduct a full-fledged orchestra. That would be a little challenging for me, but other than that, voice is my principal instrument, but I play a lot of instruments as well.
There's piano lessons when I was a kid, and that was it. And it actually came in handy for reading music in church, you know, if you can get a kind of vaguely follow along for congregational singing, but that's about the extent of it at this point. A lot of that ability has deteriorated. I'm getting into a part of the interstate where I gotta pay attention to traffic a little more, so I'm gonna need to let you go. Good to chat with you, but I'll just have to sign off. Say 73 and W4GDT. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, you have a good day and be careful out there. And we'll enjoy talking with you, and hope we can talk again sometime soon. W4TDT, I believe it is, KB4CBA. Clear with you and listening.